tuned into Africa Midday. Last month, the South African Department of Basic Education released the scripted lesson plans to the public to alleviate their fears regarding comprehensive sexual education content. Distance education service provider in South Africa, Brainline, says they're in the process of setting up a system which is a password protected to ensure that parents can regulate access to the comprehensive sex education curriculum. The whole concept of home education is rooted in giving parents the ability to determine the parameters of their children's education. That's according to Colleen Cronier, who's Chief Executive Officer of Brainline. Let's take a listen to her.
Look at that, one needs to ask who could be the best gatekeeper of the academic support or the academic guidance for our children. Who would be the third parties that we would authorize to look at the academic education of our children? And I think it is very clear in most people's mind that that would be the parent, because who best would be taking care of the interests of our children other than the parents? Of course, one can look at but second and third parties. Who would they be? How are they authorized to guide our children's academic, and then decide how legitimate are they and how well are they doing that? And again, I think the ultimate authority would be the parent to decide that.
So you are in the process of setting up a system that is password protected to ensure that parents can regulate access to the comprehensive sex education curriculum. Talk to us about that.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, our first port of call would be to carefully select the study material. We do understand there are a few sensitive areas in our current days and times. So some of that would be political, some of that would be religious, and of course some of that would be the sex education of our children. So how do we do this? First of all, we look at how do we select the study material. Do we carefully look at how they set up and how sensitive does that material go about it? And then our second port of call would be, ultimately we consider the parent to be the guiding person with regard to, do I allow access to this material for my child, and how do I do that? So what we do is we look at the study material and we say, listen, we do not decide whether this is sensitive or not. We regard almost all of the sex education material as being sensitive. And then we close that with a password and then give that password to the parent. One, I think, would call almost that would be analogous to DSTV, and you're putting in a four-digit code when you allow your children access to DSTV channels or not. In a similar way, we do that. So we give the password to the parent, and the parent then decides, can I allow access to this material for my child? And our preferable port of call would be to say, it should be guided access. In other words, the parent should be with the child when this material is looked at and being covered.
So, comprehensive sexuality education has been in the spotlight following reports that from next year, textbooks for grade 4 to 12 learners would include a curriculum approach that treats masturbation, sexual consent. So, many groups, including the South African Teachers Union, have labeled the implementation of this curriculum as inappropriate. What's your take on this?
We haven't seen that material yet in the areas that we live in, but yes, we are very guarded about that. As I said previously, the parent is the ultimate person who should decide on this. We are not quite clear on how the Department of Education is going to execute this policy in public and independent schools, because of course, we need to be aware of what is to be done and what is not to be done, but our current stand is a quite conservative stand where we say we are careful, we hold back a little, and then we do see material which can be considered to be sensitive. We cover that with a password because in the end, the parent needs to decide what is in the interest of their own children.
So you've mentioned in the press release that it would be irresponsible to have learners to their own device and allow them full access to the material without proper oversight. Why do you think that is?
If one looks at a child, how does one consider a child to be able to decide whether this material is appropriate or not, or have the emotional or intelligent skills to look at material and decide, yes, this is good, or this is bad, decide under what context do I look at this? How do I look at this? How does the world see this? And what is good about this? What is bad about this? And how do I critically think about this? Now, if you think about a grade four child, that would be around, say, 9 or 10 years old. If you look at visually a 9 or 10 year old child and presenting such material to a 9 or 10 year old child, does one consider that child emotionally capable of looking at such material intelligently and knowing what to do with it and how to comprehend that? I'd have some reserves on that. So as a parent myself, I would prefer to see that material first. And if I decide in my own wisdom that, yes, this material is appropriate, I would think it wise to guide my child through that material and present that material myself to my child and then putting it into context, because I don't think a child is able to put such material into context and look at that in a mature way.